Hello, lovely listeners, and good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, everyone. It's Jill and Kim, one harmonic whole. Another message coming to you on this beautiful Monday morning. Today's actually very calm, simple, but yet powerful message. I was getting signs, if you want to call it signs, in my head, messages in my head. Of the other side, the other side. It's like, okay, what's with the other side? Is we're kind of deciphering this, and it really came down to is that there's a collective energy from the other side. So your passed over relatives, angels, guides, however you want to define the other side to you, they are all like really surrounding us and sending love, sending peace, sending just pure bliss into your heart space. You have to be the one to open it up. Allow your heart space to open up and embrace it. They're sending it.
So Kim, we experienced a sound bath yesterday, which was incredible. And that was one of the
Yes.
messages for the group, was that it wasn't specific, it wasn't any one person, it was just a generalized message, was that heart spaces were very guarded. And by the end of the sound bath, our collective, like group heart space had opened so much that we all noticed a distinct difference in the sound of the bowls.
Yes.
And I wouldn't say that, like at the start, I don't think any of us was sitting there going, oh, we all have really closed hearts right now.
No. No.
That's why I share this story, because I'm like, you might be hearing this too and going, I don't know what they're talking about, guarded, heart or heart space or but just like put some focus today on softening. Would that be a good word? Softening the heart space, being a little more. Sometimes people feel vulnerable when they open their heart space.
Yeah. And it's a lot of times you aren't sitting there thinking, oh, I need to open up my heart. I need, and they're not going looking at their, say, heart chakra or anything like that. They're just like, what do you mean opening up your heart space? I am open. And I will even say yesterday with that sound bath, I actually had some tears, which if
Some
people know me in my
tears.
day, yep. Yep, if people know me in my daily life, I don't cry. Like, I will if I need to, absolutely, but I'm not like a typical, like, crier. Not that it's good nor bad, it's just that's just not my personality. And that one, it was interesting because I wasn't feeling it in my chest, per se. I was feeling this radiance throughout my whole entire body. And all of a sudden, the tears just came out. Wasn't happy, wasn't sad. It was just all of a sudden they just started coming. And that's the heart space. Like it
And
was
that's
throughout the whole entire body. It wasn't just my chest.
right. Yes, when the heart space is open, I love that, Kim. We feel it throughout our whole body. And the thing is that what we tend to do is just by habit, kind of like self-preservation, protection. We start to Something happens in life, and we put up little gates, little fences, and we're not meaning to close down our heart space or our receptivity to what's being sent to us that's helpful, such as calm, loving, blissful, peaceful energy from the other side. But my guess is for most of us, it's happening. We've just had a lot, so much going on in our world the last few years that really has challenged the heart space to stay open. Even if we're not, what do I want to say? If we're not paying a lot of attention or if we're not really steeped in it, it's just kind of the energy of the world is that people are like, well, I'll just, withdraw, I'll just shut down, I'll just numb out or whatever it is. And anyway, all of those things contribute to closing our heart space, and It is a phenomenal experience to have the heart space open. And what I'd like to point out about yesterday is that with the experience of the sound bath, Kim, is nothing in our circumstances, in the world, in our lives, whatever changed. What changed was us.
Yeah.
Right? We didn't need something external to change in order for our heart spaces to be open. We needed us. We decided to show up to that sound bath. We decided to be receptive to that sound bath. We decided to trust the musician and what she was offering to us. And it shifted us. And we can do that same thing today.
Cool. Yep. Cool. I just got the buzzy feeling all over again.
Cool.
Beautiful.
Our listeners are getting that buzzy feeling. Or if you're not, listen again.
Yeah. Still radiating through. Like the essence that Jill and I experienced at that sound bath is still transpiring out. Remember last week we talked about the bells, and you could be a bell and you can radiate it out too. That's what we're doing here for you.
And a really super simple practice of opening our hearts to more receptivity is literally to place, if not both, at least one hand over the center of your chest area, your heart area. And it's an amazing thing because you can be sitting anywhere. You could be in a meeting with a group of people and you can set your hand or hands over your heart and no one will question you. You know, so it's like really, really, really easy to do this no matter where you are. You could be sitting in a school. You could be on a conference call. Doesn't matter what you're doing. And just hold your hand there for a while. And that puts that, it having your hand on your heart space puts your focus there. And then you can start really kind of coaching yourself a little bit. Like, it's okay. It's safe for me to open my heart space. It's safe for me to let these guards down. It's safe to be receptive to this calm, peace, bliss that's radiating from the other side or from Jill and Kim or from anyone you know, love, trust, or anything you know, love, trust, that you'd love to receive that sort of peaceful, calm, blissful energy.
Oh, this is a strong energy, you know.
I was like, did Kim go to sleep?
I'm really feeling it going through. Mm-hmm. It's strong. I love this.
Mm-hmm. Good.
Yep, I'm letting it go into areas of just some tension in the body. I'm allowing it to just go there and just be in that spot and not judging it. I'm just like, oh, okay, right there. Okay, cool. All right. And then it moves on. It's definitely vibrating.
Yep. And again, I want to say that I love that you're feeling it throughout your whole body, Kim. That is key. We're not just asking us, any one of us, to feel it in our heart space. That's the beginning.
Yep.
Let it grow and grow and grow and just encompass your whole body. And then it will grow from you out to the world and to others.
Yep. And then it's like, we are the world. We are the people. Awesome. Thank you, Jill. Thank you, everyone.
Yes, thank you, Kim. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Until next time.